Wow, we got a packed house here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coaster Mania 2010 here at Cedar Point. Let me hear a really good yell if you just had a great dinner reception. You know, this is my 18th summer here at Cedar Point, and yes, it's been quite a few. And, you know, people tell me I might not be the brightest bulb in the box, but I know a couple things. I know we put on some great shows and rides here at Cedar Point. And I know coaster enthusiasts love free food. So I know how to do this. I'm working on this. Couple quick housekeeping notes. Again, thank you guys so much for coming out to Coaster Mania. We're going to put on a great show for you guys. I try every year to make this event bigger and better, and it's all based on your input. I know numerous people stop me down at the reception with great ideas. It's your feedback that makes this event. We put this event on for you. So please, any questions, comments, improvements, things you'd like to see us do better, please tell me. We will do it. Again, we put this event on for you. We love it when you come out to the park. We love rolling out the red carpet for you. And again, you are the guests that we build these big rides and roller coasters and put on these shows for. So on behalf of Cedar Point, thank you very much for coming. Give yourself a big round of applause. Again, a couple quick housekeeping notes. ERT times have changed tomorrow. I apologize. That was my mistake. I did it back in November, and I think I had some eggnog before I was doing the schedule. The ERT time tomorrow night is 10:15 to 11:15. The park closes at 10. ERT starts right after that at 10:15 to 11:15. So again, I apologize for that mix-up. But we're ready for tonight. We've got some great rides tonight. Top Thrill Dragster. Yeah! Magnum. Yeah! Mantis. And Raptor. The ERT tonight and those two rides will be from 10:45 to midnight tonight. So after the ceremony, go grab a couple rides and then get ready for some ERT and again, some of our best coasters. Speaking of best coasters, obviously you guys just saw the video we put together for Raptor. Hard to believe, 16 years. It's been 16 years since that video was done and Raptor was put in. Still one of the premier rides here at Cedar Point. It's my favorite. It's one of the best. Again, just a great ride. There's so many superlatives you can put to these coasters. I mean, from Dragster to Millennium Force to Magnum to Raptor to Wicked Twister to Maverick. You know, it's one of the things that, again, I've been here 18 summers, and it's one of those places to work that it really humbles you that I work at Cedar Point, the park with the biggest, the best, the most coasters in the entire world. It's right here in Sandusky, Ohio. And again, it's something we're very proud of. Again, like I said, we put these rides in and roller coasters for you guys. We know that you want to go taller and faster. You want to be thrilled and twist and turn. We do that here at Cedar Point, and we've got a great team here that helps put that on, not just day in and day out, but year after year. And again, if you'll allow me just a few seconds, I know quite a few of us, our staff members are here in the room. In the back, I've got Bill Spain, our Director of Ride Operations. It's Bill's team that gets these rides up and running every single day. Bill's team does an awesome job. They're the ones going to be here tonight for ERT. They'll be back here with you guys bright and early tomorrow morning, and they're going to be here all night with you guys tomorrow night. So please, when you see your ride operators, tell them thank you. But again, it's Bill's team that does that. Also in back, we have our Chief Executing Officer. He doesn't need any more introduction than that, Mr. Jack Falfus in the back. Also up front here, from our planning and design department. Our planning and design department is very integral in helping design these rides. They work with the ride designers. They're the ones that come up with the placements for the rides and the theming to the rides. They're that behind-the-scenes group that you never see, you rarely hear of, but they have such an integral part in these rides and coasters. They've got some of the best minds in the industry working down there, and they're directed here by Mr. Rob Decker. Again, he's our Corporate Vice President of Planning and Design. You know, I could put together a pretty nice PowerPoint presentation, but man, that group down there, they can make wonders. They do a great job. Also here with us this evening, I'm sure he just walked in the door. I just saw him out of the corner of my eye. Our Vice President and General Manager here at Cedar Point, Mr. John Hildebrand. Again, John's the head of this ship at Cedar Point, and again, he's been our general manager now for, gosh, at least, what, 4 or 5 years now? And again, he's the one directing us. We're doing things bigger and better than we ever have before, and again, it's at his direction. So anytime you see him on the Midway, please tell him thanks, ask him a question. He's always willing to talk to you guys. Again, let any of us know how we can improve anything here at Cedar Point. Finally, again, I've got so many people here who really don't need introductions. But our CEO and Chairman of the Board, Mr. Richard Kinzel, here is here with us tonight. You know, we're a major company. Cedar Fair is a major corporation now with 11 amusement parks. A park up in Canada, we are a huge company now. And it really is a testament to, you know, from the first employee who just started today, all the way up, you know, myself who's been here 18 years, there's people in this room who've been here 20, 30 years, and it all starts at the top with Mr. Kinzel. He knows every single staff person's name. He takes the time to say hello to not only, you know, our employees, my family, but the guests as well. I know all of you at least at one time or another have ran into Mr. Kinzel on the Midway, and again, he's the CEO of a major corporation. He has that personality that takes the time to want to talk to our guests, to listen to our guests, to learn from our guests. And again, it's the feedback that we get from you that helps design Cedar Point and all of our Cedar Fair parks. So again, another big round of applause if we could for Mr. Kinzel. And then finally, the reason you're all here, I know you're not here to see me. You saw me downstairs. We started this last year as a two-day event. Again, a way to grow Coaster Mania, make it more fan-friendly, make it, you know, the biggest event. You know, we don't do things small here. We do huge events here at Cedar Point. Last year, we were very fortunate to have Ron Toomer come and speak to the group. And I didn't think I could get better than Ron Toomer. I was able to. By sheer stroke of luck and some emails and some, you know, some little minor arm twisting, I was able to get our guest speaker tonight. We were talking right before the presentation. I was like, you know, give me a title. What do you, you know, how should I introduce you? And he's like, well, we really don't have titles, you know, at B&M. So, and as he said that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to add you to the list of all these people in the room. They don't need an introduction. You guys know it. And I want the biggest, best Coaster Mania welcome for Mr. Walter Bolliger.
Thank you for the introduction. I have to say I'm not used to speak in public. I want also to apologize for my English. It's not very good, and for my accent. I was very proud when I saw Raptor. I still remember in 1992 when we walked the site with Dick Kinzel and with people from Cedar Point. Dick knew exactly what he wanted. He knew, we discussed long about the spacing between elements. We discussed about the height and the length. And the site was fantastic for it. I think along the main pathway with the second pathway going through, so it was a fantastic site. I'm happy to be here today for two reasons. First, being at Cedar Point, the capital, of course, is always nice. And the second reason is that we share the same passion. The same enthusiasm about roller coasters. You like to ride them, I do too. Yeah. You analyze them, you compare them, we at B&M do the same. I was asked to present B&M, Bollig and Mabillard, or B&M was founded in 1988 by Claude Mabillard and myself. At that time, we employed two draftmen, Eric and Stefan, so it was a four-man company. Very small company then, it's still a small company. As you, many of you have met Claude at Right Opening. Claude is a mechanical engineer. I'm a structural engineer with also a master's degree in metallurgy. In order to understand B&M, it's necessary to talk about the background of Claude and myself. I met Claude at Giornola Frère in Monte in 1976. Giornola Frère, or Giornola Brothers, was in a Swiss scale a relatively large company with 300 workers and a large shop, a very impressive shop. The main work of Giornola was the manufacturing of penstocks, large pipes which bring the water from a dam down to the turbines. By large pipes, I mean really large, from 5 feet to 40 feet in diameter. We still plate thickness from half an inch to 2 inches. Giornola did also manufacture amusement rides for Intamin, for example, the swinging boats, we call them the Bounties or Looping Starship, the Free Falls, the Barnstormers, the Bobsled rides. There is a bobsled here at Cedar Point. There was a Free Fall also here at Cedar Point. In 1988, there was a change of management at Giornola, and we decided to leave. With some regret, I have to say, Giornola was like a big family. When we left Giornola and founded B&M, we are convinced that we would never do amusement rides again. We are just too small, I think, two engineers, two draftsmen. And in fact, our first construction was a rotating platform for a revolving restaurant on the top of a Swiss mountain in La Berneuse. The restaurant is still in service. The platform has been rotating continuously like a watch since 20 years. I think you are very kind with me. With regard to amusement rides, we were lucky. Soon after we started our company, a US amusement park, Six Flags Great American, searched us, found us, called us, and asked if we were interested to design and build new vehicles for a bobsled ride. Six Flags did move a bobsled from New Jersey to Chicago and wanted to install new vehicles with a different seating arrangement. Instead of having people sitting in front of each other, they wanted to have the passengers sitting side by side. We are young, eager, excited to work for an amusement park again, and of course we said yes. 2 days later, we were in Chicago, discussed with the park, and came back with an order. In March 1989, we delivered 6 new vehicles by air freight to Six Flags Great America. The bobsled opened to the public on time in April 1989. Almost at the same time, the park decided to install a new coaster. They asked if we were interested. There was a longer hesitation from our side. We are still only 4 people, and it was a large project. But we knew that we would not have a second chance. And we presented a proposal. The park trusted us again. The first thing we did was to engage 2 more draftmen, a 50% increase of the workforce. When I say that today, I smile, but at that time, it was a big commitment from us, and it was a huge challenge. designing a coaster with a marked character, a first B&M coaster, preparing all manufacturing drawings, finding shops to manufacture the coaster. We didn't have a shop, a plant, and supervising the manufacturing. The stand-up coaster Iron Wolf opened to the public in April 1990, exactly 20 years ago. This year is the 20th anniversary of the first B&M coaster. It was well received by the public. It was also well received by you, the coaster enthusiast. And I will take this opportunity to say how important your comments are for a new company. You were always very supportive of us, and we really appreciate that. We still appreciate your comments, I have to say. So this was the start of B&M, or this is the start of B&M, the rest is history. An history marked with events, such as the first inverted coaster in 1992, the first discussion with Cedar Point, also in 1992, and the opening 2 years later of Raptor, the tallest the tallest and longest inverted coaster at that time, and still considered as one of the best coasters in the world, not only at Cedar Point. In 1996, the opening of Mantis. Again, the longest and tallest stand-up coaster at that time. I'm also very proud of Mantis. The first diving machine in Great Britain, the first mega coaster and hyper coasters, and the first B&M flying coaster in 2002, and the first dive coaster. Today we have 76 coasters in operation worldwide, including including 14 coasters at Cedar Fair Parks. Cedar Fair is one of the largest customers of B&M, but it's more than a customer. They are friends. B&M grew also. Nowadays, our team includes 12 engineers and 12 draftsmen and draftswomen. Which is nice, I agree. And we attach a lot of importance to keep the same spirit as in 1988. Passion and attention to details. 76 coasters seem to be a large number. In fact, it's less than 4 coasters per year, and it's exactly the number of coasters we are comfortable to build every year. A coaster is not a number, it's intimidator. It's not a B&M 76 coaster, it's Intimidator at Carowinds. Yeah. The same for Diamondback at Kings Island. I talked to somebody before, I think she went almost 1,000 times on the coaster, on Diamondback. Silver Bullet at Knott's Berry Farm. Hydra at Donny Park. Each one is unique, with a different character, and stays in our heart with its own history. 76 coasters means also 76 magic moments. The opening of the rides to the public. As a manufacturer, we get two rewards. The smile of the riders and being able to ride the coaster ourselves. But I have to say, the smiles, the laughs of the riders, and your comments are what keep our passion alive. Passion and having fun is what matters. I thank you for your attention. And what I understand, I think I shall respond to some questions.
Again, a huge round of applause. We've got a very busy schedule tonight. We've got time for 5 questions. So, yes, you have to speak loudly.
I was 75, and the one I didn't ride was in Japan, and it was not my fault. I think the flight was canceled when I wanted to go there. No, I don't have a favorite. I think when you build a coaster, when you design a coaster, you put a lot of time and passion, as I like to use a word. It's, you are creating something. And each one is different and each one is a character. So maybe one day I will say it's Raptor, the other day I will say it's Diamondback. So I think it varies.
How long does it take from start?
How long does it take start to finish to design a coaster?
Typically, it takes, I think I mentioned the Raptor. I think we had the first discussion in the summer of 1992, and it opened in 1994 in the spring. So typically, it takes 2 years. I think we are not working fast. I think we are a slow company. I think we work slowly, but we want to put a lot of attention to details. We want to put a lot of attention on the layout. Every layout is handmade, I think. It's not a computer who creates a layout. I think we really work hard on it, and we need the time. And I think we are lucky. We have very patient customers.
No, come on. You think I'm that gullible? Again, I've been here 18 years. I know you guys. Next question. Go ahead.
I think we, with airtime, I think there is discussion. I think we have a lot of projects. Obviously, I think we like airtime. And I think it's a very good suggestion.
Again, guys, a big round of applause for Walter Muller for being out. Come on, I know you can do better than that.